I am so tired right now. But, since I'm doing my hair tomorrow, I had to wash my hair tonight. And I've got my hair mask in, so I have to wait for a half hour. And so, while I'm here, I thought I would put something up for you lovely people. There were a lot of great suggestions for what I should ramble about next, so I think I'm just gonna, like, go down the line, you know, in order from who was suggested first, all that. Of course, the lovely ramble questionnaire was one of those. But first I'm gonna go ahead and talk a little bit about some of my interests and things that I like. And Skylum suggested that. I know what I like to do and stuff, but you know how you never know like what to mention or whatever. I think I'll just talk about Well, I like to read. I read a lot when I can. I say when I can because ironically, when you're an English major and all your classes have you reading all these books, they're very rarely books that you want to read. They're always books you have to, so I kind of don't categorize required reading and reading for pleasure in the same. They're not in the same boat for me, unless I happen to enjoy required reading, which I usually do. Last semester, I was taking a course, Russian Lit, and that was fun. It was fun. I liked learning about new authors that I'd never heard about before that had, like, five different names, and I could get into the patronymics. Those are cool. The Mayakovsky, we read some of Mayakovsky's work, and he looks very scary. If you look up the guy, he just straight up looks like he could deck you. Looks more like a street fighter than a poet, but I like him. There is this one, I think this was Mayakovsky, that wrote really brutal, I thought they were funny almost, poems about like violence and Russia and stuff like that, and it was like everyday life, people were really mean to each other. And we read two whole novels about cement. It was, one of them was just as boring as that sounds. We read one, it was called Time Forward. And the other one was called Cement. Time Forward is a novel about them trying to break this record at a cement factory. And there are different shifts on the cement factory. And the shifts are trying to compete to be the people who produce the most cement stuff within their shift. And someone had just broken a record. And that's how the book starts, and the entire rest of the book is them trying to beat the record, and the whole novel takes place in one day, which I honestly had no idea about because it was so long. Like, a ton of stuff happens, including a woman giving birth, and I thought it was over the course of several days, but really it was just one day. I guess I wasn't paying attention. I was just trying to keep up with the plot because it sort of dragged on. And then the other novel, which we read before Time Forward, it was called Cement. And it was about cement. And it was basically propaganda, which is okay, I guess. It was just, you know, praising work ethics and all that stuff. And it was like this guy named Gleb. I will never forget that name because it was Gleb. Who names their kid Gleb? I think it's Gleb. I'm pretty sure it's Gleb. Whoever feels like looking that up can do that. But I'm going to call him Gleb. And he comes home after, I think he's out of war or something. And his wife is this like super determined, woman, industrial woman, and she has, like, the head of the woman's work group and stuff, and their kid is at, like, this group home for kids because she doesn't want to treat her child any differently than any other child who has to go without, and she seems a bit hard, you know, and cold towards him, and she is, but, you know, she also had some terrible things to go through, and it was okay. I could get through it if I tried, because the thing is, it was incredibly dense for no reason, like, not that much was happening, but they just dragged it on, and I didn't quite enjoy it as much as I enjoyed some other novels that we read in class. It was like, oh man, what was it? It was like something of a dog. It was a science fiction-y, but it was more like just straight fiction. Frankenstein-y novel where the scientist uses the cells or the DNA of this dead guy and he turns a sweet old dog into a man. Like, the dog, as time goes by, like, gradually becomes a man and he's like a talking dog. And he named himself something really funny, and I can't remember. It was like, oh man, I gotta look it up now because I actually really, really thought it was funny. Oh man, hang on. So anyway, the dog starts to take on the traits of the man who he got his cells from. And the guy he got his cells from was a drunk and a criminal and just so vulgar. And the book starts out with the narration of the dog itself. Let me think. Oh man, I'm so sad because I really, really liked it. It was like, it's basically like calling yourself Anonymous Anonymous. That's pretty much what he called himself. It was silly. But the dog had a cute little personality before he started taking on the personality of the man, and it was like so sad. And then, I won't ruin the end if anyone wants to read it, but it really isn't that long. A lot of classes had me reading full novels every day or so. Because, you know, you have it like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so you'd read a novel Monday night and most of Tuesday, try and get it done, and then you'd have to have it ready by Wednesday, and we would always have a quiz at the beginning of class. Well, what is even, I was just talking about how I like reading, and I was just talking about Russian Lit, but that's okay. And I really enjoyed reading this summer. Because this is the first and last summer I've had since graduating high school that was actually a bit of a break. Because I usually work over the summer, like the whole entire summer I'm away. So it's nice to be here and getting a chance to read stuff that I enjoy. I'm reading currently this book. It's called Sakura Blue, and it's a comedy, and it's written by, what's his name? He's the guy who, Christopher Moore. I like him for the way he can just be utterly vulgar and then still tie in intelligent source material and in jokes that are nice. Like, I fell in love with the book Fool. I thought it was really funny, and because I love King Lear so much as a play, and the Fool just disappears and no one knows where he goes. It's so cool to have some crazy guy be the main character instead of someone who's just off to the side. But it was an interesting take on the play, and I'm a sucker for a good adaptation and people thinking of things differently. I like, what else am I into? Well, I don't, honestly, it sounds a bit lame, but I honestly don't have much time for interests right now. Yeah, it's pretty much all work little play when I get back to school, but when I had the time, I danced. I've always enjoyed dancing. When I was a little girl, I tried, I think, a ton of different forms of dance. I did ballet for a day. I guess I didn't like it so much. I did tap for not that long, and I regret it because now all I want to do is know how to tap dance. I did jazz, I did gymnastics, not for long though, but I can still do a cartwheel and such. Most of my dancing experience comes from plays and shows I've been in, and that's fun. I love to dance. And the type of dance I enjoy now the most, besides, you know, musical theater, jazz dancing, and all that, is I like ballroom dancing, specifically Latin ballroom. And I started, I don't have that much experience. I started dancing salsa the second semester of freshman year, and I kept going through the end of sophomore year. And I joined a student group that performed salsa and bachata and hip-hop on campus, and I was there for a year, and then I had to leave because I got a spot in our college's main stage musical as an understudy, and I really, really wanted to do that. So, yeah. Salsa for me is so fun and energetic, and it's a great way to exercise. I hate exercising when it's not fun. I can't stand it. And salsa has that great, like, social aspect to it because you're interacting with someone. You might know them, you might not. And it's more fun if it's like in a class situation, like it was at my school for a while when we had a really awesome teacher. The way it was is people wanted to come back again and again to get better, so we all learned at the same level, and we got to know each other's styles better, and we all grew as a group. It isn't like it is now. I went to a class last semester, and it was like all beginners, and no one was progressing because the new teacher we have now would just let all the beginners go into intermediate too. So he would just, like, reteach what we learned in beginner. And I was like, I danced beginner for a whole year. I don't want to do that again and again and again. Because now I'm at a point where I need to be challenged further because I'm rusty. And I don't need to relearn. I need to just build and work on my form and everything. Because I've never been that great at spotting and turning properly, and I haven't been out dancing socially more than a couple of times. I went one time out to this place that's down the street from where I live. Well, it's not very close, but it's still on the same street. I live on the broad street of my city, so you know how busy that can be in any city. And there's this little place, and it's also a bar. It's not that big, but I think it's Tuesday nights, they have salsa night, and of course it's free, so you just go in and dance. It's great because you don't ever have to buy anything if you don't want to. You can just go in and dance the night away. And I went one time with a bunch of people from my salsa group, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of people, and apparently you got your regulars, but since I'd never been there, I didn't know who was regular and who wasn't. And when I dance, I feel weightless, and I feel graceful. And when I learn a new routine for performance, I feel, like, awesome, because I'm making someone smile or doing all that. I'm told I have a great presence on stage. I think it's because I just smile a lot. It's not that special. But I love performing. It makes me alive. I don't think I'm that great of an actress, but I love to dance and I love to sing. So That's probably why I like musicals so much, because I can emote very well through song, but I don't know how well I do through spoken word. So, I just really like the idea of performing songs and dances for people, because 9 times out of 10, it makes them happy. I like making people happy. I found that even if I'm not feeling that great, making someone else happy can help you feel better too. But more than how I feel, I'm always concerned about how other people are feeling, so I can't feel okay if I think my friends or somebody isn't having a good day. Like, I can't forget about it. I worry when, even if it has nothing to do with me, I worry, and I'm like, is it okay? Is there anything I can do? And they're just like, no, it's fine. And, yeah. And I knit, and I crochet. I knit more than I crochet. And I'm in the process of making a blanket, which I've been planning for a long time. But I never had the time to, like, go on with it. And my blanket's gonna be just different shades of blue in like a patchwork style pattern. And about 4 shades of blue and gray. And gray is gonna just like hold the pattern together. And I'm gonna use the fisherman's rib stitch because it's reversible, more weaved in pattern, and the way it works that I love is that it like makes a more plush sort of material. I can't really describe it unless you have something that's been knitted in that way. It's very soft and like squishy. I don't know. It makes you feel more, I don't know, cozy. There we go. It makes you feel more cozy than, you know, your standard stockinette stitch or even something simple like a garter stitch. So I really wanted to do a fisherman's rib, which is a really simple pattern. So once I'm done with the blanket, I think I'm going to make myself a scarf in that pattern too, because I like it. A lot of my hobbies have to do with what I like researching online, and I go through these like cycles where I'm very, very interested in something, so I'll look it up and look it up and look it up, and then I'll move on to something different. Same thing with songs. So, like, I really enjoy looking up different things to do with my hair and different products to get or experiment with. And it's funny because a lot of these organic products are super expensive and stuff, so I look also for things that are inexpensive. I know I like more things than what I've listed. I love watching movies. I think watching movies is really fun. Some of my favorite movies are ones that, you know, you can watch over and over and see something a little different every time. Of course, some of my favorite movies are movie musicals. An American in Paris. There are more. But An American in Paris is one of my all-time favorites. Singing in the Rain is okay. I like it a lot, but it's not my ultimate favorite. And I like Kill Bill. I like Kill Bill and Fight Club and Pulp Fiction. And I really, really like Four Rooms. It's just so bizarre. Have you seen that? It's a Tarantino movie starring Tim Roth from way back when. And it's just this bizarre comedy about this poor bellhop who is the only guy in the whole hotel, and there are these crazy guests, and he has a really awful night on New Year's Eve, and I laugh so hard every time I watch it. His performance is so wacky. And when it comes to television, my interests are very wide. I'll watch anything. Not anything, but you know what I mean. It's like, it ranges from like, let me think, like Hannibal, which is like the most gory but grotesquely beautifully shot show I've ever seen in my life. And I'll watch something really light and happy. And I'll watch Korean dramas, and those are great. I'm in the middle of one, and I haven't finished it yet. It's really good. I forget what it's called, but I'll remember. It's like this drama about this girl who's the daughter of a really famous architect, and he is away, and then there's this other young architect who's played by, I think it's not Lee Min Ho. It might be Lee Min Ho. No, it's not. Who is he? He was also in Boys Over Flowers, and he was one of the main characters too. I think he's really handsome. In Boys Over Flowers, he has this ridiculous curly hair. But yeah, it was really funny. But the thing about it is, in the movie, in the show, the drama comes from the fact that the guy, the young architect, told the girl, the daughter of the famous architect, that he was gay so that she would feel more comfortable with him becoming her tenant in the house, because the house she lives in is the house her father built, and it's really, really famous, and it's closed to the public. But he wanted to draw inspiration from the house for his new design project that he's trying to get, you know, this really famous guy to look into his company, his architecting company, whatever. So that's most of the conflict, and it's very interesting because it's something a little different than the standard romance things that I've seen. I'm still quite new to K-dramas, but I like them. And I watch a lot. I love cartoons. Like, I'm talking like Saturday morning cartoons. And, like, I'm so down for, like, waking up early and watching the old cartoons. I remember really loving Codename Kids Next Door when I was younger. I still like it, although it's a little nasty. But I liked Codename Kids Next Door and Teen Titans, and yeah, I like a lot of different things. Just like everybody. I'm not special. But it's almost time for me to rinse this thing out of my hair. It's for all my sisters listening who do this to their hair. What I'm using is the anti-breakage mask from Shea Butter Moisture. It's like yucca and baobab. It has that stuff in it. It's green. It comes like in a little jar, like the cylinder jar. It smells really good. It smells nice and fresh. And for everybody wondering, no, I don't wash my hair every day. This is why washing my hair is a deal. I wash my hair every 3-4 weeks. And in between that time, what I do is I sort of just effectively wash it with, I spray water in my hair every night, or every other night to keep it moisturized. And so dirt gets washed away all the time from my hair. So I don't see the need to strip my hair of the oils and stuff that I put in it. Until either when it's really dirty or until like 3 weeks are up. And yeah, there are people who, and I've done it, but I got lazy about it. There are people who wash with conditioner instead of shampoo, and they do that. Like, they'll wash with conditioner every couple weeks or so, and then only shampoo about once a month. It all depends on your hair. For me, I need to wash my hair about once or twice a month, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't, because I'm putting new product in it and cleaning it all the time, just without the whole shampoo bit. It's a little hard to explain. But, yeah, so just because someone doesn't wash their hair every day doesn't mean it's necessarily dirty. It just means that they're on a different hair schedule than you. That's about it. If you've listened this whole time, why? I don't, but thank you. I'm just continually baffled that people aren't tired of my voice. I'm happy you're not, because I really like doing these, but I feel like this is the second time in a row I've said how cool and strange I find it. You guys listen to my voice and like it, but whatever. So, I've got a bit of a long day ahead of me tomorrow, so I made, like, dead zombie noise. Well, you know what I mean. Undead noises in the shower because my hair was getting so tangled. I was like, ugh, my gosh, I can't stand this. It was so tedious. I can't stand washing my hair, and I cannot stand detangling it after, because I work so hard to keep it detangled in the time after I wash my hair that when you wash it and it just kinks right back up again, and it kills me, because it takes forever, and I don't even have that much hair. Like, when my hair grows longer, like, because it's grown a little bit, as it grows longer, I get even more upset when it comes to cleaning days. But you know what, whatever, that is the price of having my type of hair, and that is just gonna have to go. That's a few of the things that I enjoy. I might go more in depth with them at a different time, but I feel like I missed something or two that I enjoy. But I mean, I'm pretty sure you understand by now that I also enjoy, you know, singing lullabies and stuff like that. I like telling stories. That's what I should do for you guys. I should tell you all a bedtime story. I feel like you'd enjoy it. So, I'm gonna go rinse this out of my head, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really, really good night. Good night.